Steve, did you ever make a tin can phone as a kid, you know, with the two cans and the string?
Hello.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, but there's a guy in Phoenix who takes tin cans a little further. You know, things like robots, sharks, robot sharks.
But before they become robot sharks, they're just cans filled with beans or corn or fruit cocktail. The show's Annika Klein tells us this local artist found his calling with a can-do attitude.
Robot sale. Buy a robot. Get into heaven.
Meet Alexi DeVilliers.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
He's at a First Friday art walk in Phoenix, chatting with passersby. About 40 of his handmade sculptures sit on a shelf.
I make toilet paper holders, airplanes that are fans, sharks, dogs, lamps, trucks. Yeah.
And robots. Lots and lots of robots. With bottle cap eyes, forks for hands, and rotund middles, like another robot you might know.
I have two robots that are in my backyard.
Stacy Wolosik is a repeat customer.
One is like the bigger bucket style robot. It's all blue. And then I have one that is like a chicken.
And sometime between purchasing the blue robot and the chicken, she learned the story behind them.
Buy a robot, get into heaven. I feed elderly homeless every Saturday, and these are all the cans that are left over. There's the ticket, right?
What made me feel better about buying it, that it wasn't just a mass-produced item. It was actually somebody who's using the money for something good.
Wolosik takes home her third sculpture, a chubby yellow bot.
He is two tuna cans and most likely a tomato sauce can.
And all those cans start here, in DeVilliers' tiny kitchen. Every Saturday, he prepares meals for homeless seniors.
Now that's a Mexican casserole. Look at that.
He sets up the casserole, green beans, and cookies, assembly line style, and piles the food into 110 styrofoam boxes. It started with bringing meals to some people hanging out in a nearby park. Then DeVilliers says he and his wife made more meals and found more people to pass them out to.
And then the next week we did the same thing, and then the same thing, and then we would go all the way downtown when we discovered that 13th Avenue in Jefferson. That's
near a large shelter and lots of other services for those who are homeless.
And then we had about 20 meals left, and we were coming down Jefferson, and we saw these old people just standing out in front of a door. So they were real happy to take our last 20 meals. Someone opened the door and says, hey, there's food out here. There were 80 more elderly homeless inside.
They had found Justice Center, a resource center for seniors. Since then, this has been Alexi's Saturday routine for the past 6 years. Cook the food, pack it up, and take it downtown.
Hello, all. At that shelter, it's only for elderly, so I thought, let's just go help them. I mean, who's going to hire somebody 63, 65, 67? He's barely living on a Social Security, can't afford food.
They have nowhere to go. They're homeless. They're hungry.
Diane Nevels is part of the weekend crew, and she says this shelter is the only place in the area that serves seniors on the weekends.
The senior count is really high down here. Each year, the count increases.
Come try one of my home cookings.
DeVilliers always takes the cans from cooking and turns them into sculptures, but it used to be a side gig. Then the economy and the housing collapse cost him his maintenance jobs. He and his wife became pregnant, and she quit her job to care for their son.
So I devoted full time to just making art, making art, making art.
And the cooking became more of a need.
Because if I don't feed the homeless, I don't have the cans to make the material, to make the robots, to sell, to pay for my electricity and my gas, to cook the food.
This created a circle that feeds itself. And DeVilliers doesn't mind. He says serving the shelter is important to him. Plus, making art at home means more time with his family. That's why every Saturday he cooks, and every First Friday.
Robot sale. Buy a robot. Get into heaven.
For the show, I'm Annika Klein.